You're listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where the hosts wait for your calls as if it were the only thing going for them. And it is. Change their lives. Call now. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment's brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. We're ready and we're raring to take your calls, so start throwing them at us at 888-RADIO-30 again. That number is 888-723-4630.
James in Hamilton, Ohio, known on eBay as King James Emporium, is on the line with us, Griff, wants us to dish a listing, and I have
Absolutely.
That number. It is item number 2515-1430-9829. That is 2515-1430-9829. While you're looking at that, I'm going to type that in the chat room.
So I have it.
See it. Okay, you want to read us the title?
So it says here, Coastal Living Magazine, Venus Williams Summer Beach Lover Seafood Vacations. Well, that's an enticing title. So it's obviously for, it looks like, is it three? It's a three magazines. So that's what's missing. You want to? I know the picture shows
right.
Three. You want to say Coastal Living three magazines or a lot of three.
I happen to love this magazine, by the way.
Because, oh, you get this?
Well, I don't get it, but I read it every chance I have. Like in my salon, they get it every month.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This, my house looks like a beach house, sort of inside my mobile home.
Really?
Yeah, I love anything beachy. I have signs that say beach this way, and oh yeah. So I love this kind of stuff that's in these magazines. Some of them I can't afford, but I like them.
Okay, so it says...
And they're good forever.
Yeah. Now, I'm not so sure. So I don't know. I have questions about this title. So if I'm looking for...
Coastal Living Magazine.
Yeah, but what if I'm looking for those particular issues... And I'm not using those keywords. I wonder, would it be more important to state that these are the March, May, July, August 2012 issues?
Hmm.
That's what I called to ask you about, because I originally put my magazines like lot of three, lot of two, and then I would put the year and the month. And
yeah.
Then I noticed that just a couple of my magazines sold better when I, maybe as a coincidence, when I left that stuff out and just maybe put... words that were on the front of the magazine.
Well, I think if so, I'm not an expert on this particular type of merchandise. So if your experience shows that you make more sales not including it, then mazel tov, that's what I would
do. But see, I would like to know that there's a lot, that it's a lot of three.
Yeah.
Are those key words when you start at lot of three?
I don't know if people search on those words, but if visually it would catch my eye faster than the photos were.
And underneath his item specifics, he does have Coastal Living, Lot of Three magazines,
yeah.
March, May, July, August. March, May, and then July, August of 2012.
Have you, James, have you researched other sellers who are selling magazines?
I don't think there are huge, big... selling item on this magazine and prices yeah. and title, you know, everything's really different. I think my price is competitive compared to everything. I will say that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the demand is. I'm assuming that everything has a buyer.
I just
somewhere.
Got a lot of magazines, and I just wondered if I should start off, you know, lot of four, lot of three, or just play it by ear and see what happens.
Yeah,
you have Coastal Living Magazine.
It would, at least if it was magazines, but, you know, I don't
yeah,
know.
I'll
what if someone's
that.
Searching
That's a good
for
idea?
But if someone, so I would trust. I would test this first. I would search for magazine and magazines and see if the search engine will return plurals and singulars for one version of the word.
Okay.
So if I'm going to try searching for your items using. The first three words, and we'll see what that brings up. So I got to go here to the home page, and then I'm going to enter them into the, and I'm just going to say Coastal Living Magazine, and then see So yours showed up. Now I'm going to say Coastal Living Magazines and see what happens. And yours shows up. So you don't have to put, for the search engine, you don't have to put the plural. Except what it did is it said, when I said Coastal Living Magazines, it said, did you mean Coastal Living Magazine? But it still showed all of the, it still showed them all. So there's one person selling another lot, and it says lot, Coastal Living Magazine issues years 2012, 13, and 14. So they're saying magazine issues, and I guess that's how they're getting around the plural. I'm going to change this to, let's see what when sold items. So here's a lot of 10. It says magazines. Lot of 12, magazines. Lot of 5, Coastal Living Magazine lot. So I'm not sure if it makes a difference, because these are all sold versions of this. And it seems like you could get away with just using the word magazine.
Okay. Well, see what happens on this.
Yeah, that's a it's a good question. And like I said, there's so much to know. I wouldn't know. I've never sold magazines, so I don't know what that would be like.
He's doing such a good job. He's top rated plus on this item. 100% positive feedback.
It's good.
I like this. James,
okay, well,
always great to hear from you.
Let us know how that works.
Thank you, James.
I think our listeners like to know that, too.
Yeah.
That's why we ask people to let us know.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, and we've made it easier for you to get to the eBay Radio chat board.
Yeah.
Just go to ebayradio.com. That's where all the good stuff starts in the world. ebayradio.com. Click the big orange Listen Live button. Then click Group Chat on the eBay Radio Player. That will take you through Community Sign-In direct to the eBay Radio Group page. Now, you scroll down below the Listen Live and Archives on Demand button that you come to when you sign in. And the chat board is the top discussion post. It has the words today, exclamation point, chat board, and today's date right in the title. And by the way, right below the chat board, the second discussion post is the eBay Radio Group newsletter. And who knew? It has the word newsletter and today's date in the title. And you can read it for simple instructions on how to subscribe to the newsletter and receive it via email twice a week. This is really important if you want to keep up with what's going on with eBay Radio.
That's true.
Very, very important. So there.
I sold another item on the break.
What did you sell?
A pair of Ed Hardy sneakers.
Oh, you found those at a thrift store, too?
Oh, everything is fine.
Ed Hardy?
Yeah.
Man, that was a find.
Well, so there's a whole thing about Ed Hardy. There are still buyers. People buy it. But the elite fashion folks of the world poo-poo it.
Oh.
And there was at one of the stores here in town a couple months ago, they had a whole lot of footwear from... It was either branded Christian Adogier or Ed Hardy. And it wasn't cheap, but there was room in it. So I bought it all. I'll just take a chance on it. And I've been selling from it, so I think it was smart. But it's not selling like it did 6-7 years ago.
I like it. It's pretty.
I like it.
It's kind of cool stuff. But yeah, cool it's things so, get uncool quickly.
It's so wrong for me. You know, it's so wrong for my age and body type. That occasionally I wear it just as a kind of, you know, nyeh-nyeh.
Why should you care about age things?
I don't care anymore.
Especially a man.
Yeah, you stop caring.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, when you see all these old guys like shuffling around with their pants up to their nipples and muttering to themselves?
Yeah, that's what you are. You're getting there.
We joke. We say, yeah, that's what you are. I was in the store the other day and I caught myself muttering to myself. And I wasn't even aware that I was doing it. And it was nonsense. It was just a train of thought going through my head. And somehow it had diverted from my internal monologue down to my face, to my tongue, and was actually coming out my mouth.
Well, see, do you see your father in the mirror when you look in the mirror?
I didn't know him.
My mother.
I see my grandfather.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Because you didn't know your father? You knew your father. How old was your father when he died? How old
26.
And how old were you?
Four, and a half, five.
I'm sorry.
I know. It was sad. But I have very...
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember. But yeah, so I'm, you know, you have to watch yourself. And now, you know, and it's all part of a package. And it, if it didn't hurt, it would, it's, I'd find it amusing. Because you don't expect this to happen to you. So for those of you who are still in your 30s and 40s, this is one of the wonderful things.
And I'll tell you, it happens, some of the stuff happens to you overnight.
And some it takes a while.
Yeah. You get up one morning and all of a sudden, oh my God.
But you catch yourself saying things that old people say that you used to say, I'll never say that stuff. And you catch yourself saying, and you go, I can't believe I just said that. That's
well, in my day, we did. Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I
that's bad. Well, that, and that's even worse because that's preaching.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Kids don't, no one wants to hear about the what it was like in your day.
In my day, we didn't have the internet. We had to write letters. Remember writing letters, kids?
And everyone tunes right out.
Yeah, of course they do. Because who cares anymore, right?
Now with, you know, so now with my knees, and you know, this is a young campus. People who work at eBay, there's mostly
I've
young
noticed.
People here. So I catch myself now, and I know what I must look like. That people are saying, oh, there's that tottering old man of Griff. There he is. He's still here.
You know, they're not. They're saying, oh my God, there's Griff who knows more about eBay than any person on the planet. Oh
no.
My God, there goes Griff.
Uh-uh.
Did you know he was the first customer service rep?
No.
Oh my God, there goes Griff. Do you know that he's the dean of eBay education?
If they were thinking
this guy knows his stuff.
No. That's if they were
that's
thinking that, then
thinking,
that look
Griff.
Of sympathy wouldn't
that's
be all
that's
what
over they're
their
thinking.
Face.
Don't kid yourself. You
well,
underestimate
this segment
yourself.
Was brought by Cabbage, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Call us at 888-723-4630. We'll come right back with more of our convention here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. God damn it.
So you've poked around and found the next hot item to list in your eBay store. That's awesome. But you'd like more information about how similar products are moving. It's time to sign up for Terapeak's free trial. And here's why. Terapeak's got pricing and sales info on everything sold on eBay for the past 12 months. That's cool. And it will help make smarter product sourcing decisions. Terapeak has lists of hot sellers across all of eBay and also by category. That's smart. Then there's choosing the right words for search optimization and for writing listings that sell. Terapeak helps with that. Terapeak provides reliable market insight into your eBay opportunities. And there's that free trial thing again. Terapeak, you really should check them out. People who use Terapeak swear by it because it makes product research a whole lot easier. Go to Terapeak.com and get the free trial today.
I'm a buyer and a seller on eBay. When I receive items that have been packed carefully, it says a lot about the person who sent it. And when I send items to my customers, I take the time to wrap them carefully. And I know just where to go for all of my shipping supplies. There's truly only one place. Bubble Fast. They're family-owned and operated. And they care about getting your supplies to you promptly. And if you're not sure about what you need, give them a call. And if by chance they don't have what you need, they'll do their very best to help you find it. Bubble Fast are top-rated sellers and have been providing shipping supplies to the eBay community since 1999. Bubble Fast has bubble mailers and bubble cushioning, foam rolls, packing peanuts, boxes, tape, and one of my favorite products is the famous box sizer tool that easily cuts boxes to the exact size I need. Most of their customers are eBay sellers, and they're successful because they listen to their customers. Call Bubble Fast now, toll free 877-599-SHIP. That's 877-599-SHIP. Bubble Fast for all of your shipping supplies.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your calls and comments are the only things we care about. If the show's a failure, it's all your fault, baby, not ours. Here are the hosts, Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Now, do yourself a favor, you know you want to, and head on over to that phone and call us toll-free at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that toll-free number is 888-723-4630.
I have something you would love to bid on.
Oh?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm looking for a reason to spend money.
Okay, let's do it. I want you to go to auctioncause.com.
Well, okay, hold on a minute. Now I'm this is going to cost me a lot of money.
Yep.
Okay, what is it?
Auctioncause.com. Are you the front page?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Do you see anything about Elton John on the front
Yes,
page?
I do.
Click on that, please.
Yeah.
Meet the Rocket Man, Elton John. Attend the concert on June 12th. Airfare to Virginia Beach, two-night hotel stay. Meet your own Rocket Man and have one of those experiences you will never forget. You and a guest will travel to see the legendary Elton John at Farm Bureau Live in Virginia Beach, Virginia, my old hangout, by the way, on Thursday, June 12th. The winning bidder and their guests are going to fly round trip anywhere in the continental U.S. to Virginia Beach, stay in a hotel, and the best for last, enjoy a personal meet and greet with Elton himself.
Yeah.
The money goes to a worthy cause. 100% of the proceeds will benefit Point Hope.
So I don't want to denigrate anything, right? So I'm a big Elton fan. Followed his career since the beginning. Always enjoyed him. But I've met my favorite celebrities on numerous occasions. And it never quite works out the way you think it
You're right.
should.
You're right. Because they're people. They're just people.
Well, and then there's nothing to say. You know, I have no history with him. I don't know him at all.
And if you say, I just loved such and such an album better, they've heard it a million times.
They heard it a million times. And you have nothing new to bring to the table. And he's a busy guy. And he's thinking, I'm doing this for charity. He's going to be very polite. And he's going to be very nice. But he's not going to, he's never going to call you or write to you again. He's not going to invite you to their, you know, to he and David's big manse. You're not going to get to, you know, play time with the kid.
They're not going to say, oh, Griff, I know all about you, darling.
They're not going to say, you know, I'm so glad that we've met you because you're such a sparkling personality. And I've realized how empty my life has been. So what is your number again? So we're going to keep in touch. They're not going to say that.
No, they're going to look at their watch.
And as well they should, because really, time is fleeting.
Also on Auction Cause.
What a downer I am today.
Really. We're just delighted you showed up. Also on Auction Cause, by the way.
Yeah.
Galileo.
I'd like to meet Galileo.
An historical document. It's a receipt handwritten by the famed Italian astronomer and mathematician Galileo. There exists only four known examples of the handwriting of Galileo in the Western Hemisphere. And this receipt is usually referred to as number one. It's the earliest known.
And is it a receipt of a Starbucks?
You know...
I can't click on it.
This is a problem. I don't know. Can't click on it. Anyway, Auction Cause is good people. We've had them on the show.
Oh, we love
before,
them. And I hope someone buys the, and I know someone will buy the Elton John thing. And
well,
they'll
sure
have a
they
ball.
Will.
They'll have a great time. I'm just going to keep all that in my head where it belongs.
Also, you can bid on Fran Drescher, Cinderella. Now, I would love to meet her. What a character, Fran Drescher. And you'll have a meet and greet with Fran and the entire cast, I guess, of Cinderella, yes.
Is she in Cinderella? She's in Cinderella, yes. What role is she playing?
And so...
The pumpkin?
Probably...
Bippity-boppity-boo?
I don't know.
The evil stepmother? She'd be good.
She'd be good at any of those things.
Well, she can't do Cinderella. She's too old.
Oh, and then Also, coming up in May, all the Survivor stuff gets auctioned off.
Yeah, I don't watch that at all.
I do. Every Wednesday night. Be there or be square.
You're such a culture sponge.
And then you soak it all up. And then you tell me you don't know anything about pop culture. I don't know anything. You have said that to me before.
No. I think you know a lot. You know more than me.
Well, about some things.
No, you know, you follow this stuff. You read the magazines. You watch the TV shows.
It's true.
I bet you watch TMZ.
I do.
I knew it. You know all these things. I don't know this stuff.
Yep.
I know who Neil deGrasse Tyson is, and I watch Cosmos.
And that's it.
I watched Nature last night on PBS. It was great. It's the Japanese snow monkeys.
Oh, God, they've got Kardashian Jenner family coming soon.
Welcome to the official eBay stores for the Kardashian
and Jenner family. Mm. All the girls have opened up their high fashion wardrobes to their fans. That was an unfortunate turn of words.
Yeah,
right
sure
here
was.
On eBay, all while supporting the causes they care about. Browse a wide variety of their favorite fashion items from designers like Vera Wang, Dolce & Gabbana, Jimmy Choo, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Marc Jacobs, all those things that they buy all the time. So they're going to be having a Kardashian Jenner family store sale.
Do you get to meet them?
I don't think so.
Is Bruce Jenner going to be there?
Is that the only one you'd like to meet?
Well, he's the most bizarre of the group, isn't he?
Yeah, he is the most bizarre of the group. Yeah.
Is he Bruce still, or is he?
I don't know. I keep reading he's changing his gender, and then something will happen, and he looks the same. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with him.
You know who looks great, by the way? Speaking of that, have you seen Chastity Bono?
Yeah.
Boy, he looks fantastic.
Exactly.
He lost all that weight. He looks younger, looks fit. He looks great. Good for him.
We just got email from Joel Stern.
Oh, no.
Valley Stream, New York. Known on eBay as APANTIQ.
Is he taking us to task for saying something awful?
No. He says, when will April 22nd show be available in the archive? It was available in the archive a few hours after we did it.
Is it really?
Well, wait a minute. April 22nd show.
We didn't do a show.
Sweetheart. We did a replay.
Darling, sweetie, Joel,
baby. I can understand. No,
we didn't do a show.
John works really hard on all those replays.
Yeah.
You know, puts up, you're listening to a replay, do not call the phone. Well, of course, you know, people listen and they forget. I've done it myself.
I want to do something besides replays. I want to have, like, recorded stuff that we've done that's
Guess
unique.
What, Griff?
What?
We get a lot of listeners to those replays.
We do?
We really do.
Well,
I know it's surprising. Some people would rather just sit there and listen than look it up in the archives.
I know.
So, yeah, on Tuesday, we played the previous Tuesday's show.
Oh, I see.
So we do that.
I'm still trying to figure out why we didn't have a show. There wasn't a holiday on Monday.
We had a show. Here's why we didn't have a show.
Yeah, okay, I'm listening.
Because every year on this date, we have a show usually. The Tuesday after the holiday, which is Easter, yeah. Which a lot of people, their kids are out of school, they do their vacation that week. Very difficult to book guests on that Tuesday show.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, very difficult.
Are you sure?
Absolutely positive. We've been doing this a long time.
Are you 100%
certain? This is not
certain?
My first day at the rodeo. So that's why we took the day off.
Well, I believe that you believe.
And our next day off won't be until, I think, what is May? Memorial Day, the end of May, I think.
Oh, that's coming up.
Is that Memorial Day? Yeah,
yes,
Memorial Day.
Yes, I will
day.
Be here because I am not going to Australia.
Oh, really?
No.
And why did you make that decision? Your knees?
It's many things. I hated telling Phil because he's been begging me to come back. It's a combination of things, mostly related to stuff that I'm needed for here, and I just can't take the time off right now. But also, I've been sick, and I just don't feel up to a big trip, and I'm scared that if I get there, something will happen, and, you know, I'm not so sure of my... I think my international traveling days, they may be behind me for a while.
You know, Griff, I stopped doing that a long time ago. I mean, I traveled in the 80s and 90s, and I do not go anymore overseas ever again. I mean, if I were forced to do it for business, I would. Other than that, I'm never going to go to a foreign country again unless it's Mexico or Canada.
Well, that's hardly
or Canada,
foreign.
Or Canada.
Canada's a foreign country.
Yeah.
It is not.
Mexico certainly is.
Oh, Mexico's great.
I love Mexico.
Mexico's a fantastic place.
Do you know that yesterday would have been Shakespeare's 450th birthday?
Yes, I did know that.
So, New York antiquarian booksellers George Koppelman and Daniel Weschler claim to have found the bard's personal dictionary on eBay.
Oh, really? Is it still up? Is it still
Koppelman bought it for a mere $4,300 in 2008.
Oh, in 2008.
Right. Yeah. It's dated 1580.
Wow.
Published in London. The book is known as an alveary or quadruple dictionary because it contains words and definitions in English, Latin, Greek, and French.
Oh.
And what whetted Koppelman's appetite for this particular dictionary, besides its publication history, yeah, was the seller's reference to contemporary annotations.
Oh, no. And the annotations, were they think they're Shakespeare's?
Right.
Oh, my heavens. If that's true, he got the buy of a lifetime.
Exactly.
Well, good for him. See, you can find stuff on eBay. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. We're awaiting your call at 888-723-4630. Call us. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
How can you increase your profits without increasing sales? Simple. Source smarter. Let Genco Marketplace show you the hidden profit opportunity in retail returns and closeouts. We're America's largest wholesale liquidator, and every day we resell brand-name merchandise to online sellers for a fraction of wholesale. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GencoMarketplace.com/eBay.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
OMG.
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried and true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy online bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.